Blog Talk Radio. comforted, for it's in His hands this too shall pass. Oh yes, Father knows the tears you cry before they fall.
Hello, I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thanks, everyone, for joining in. Tonight is a special presentation of Prolific Fire. Tonight, we pay tribute to an angel, Janila Watkins. For those of you not familiar with her story, Janila is Chicago's youngest victim. She was shot on Chicago's South Side Monday, March 11, and she died in the hospital Tuesday morning, March 12. The shooting took place in the 65th block of South Maryland Avenue in the city's Woodland neighborhood around 12:48. The shooting took place in the 65th block of the South Maryland Avenue in the city's Woodland neighborhood around 12:48 p.m. Janila was with her father, Jonathan Watkins, in his Chevy Venture minivan when a gunman approached them and opened fire. The gunman fled in a waiting van. Janila was only 5 months old. She was innocent. She was beautiful, so playful and full of life. And now she's gone. Janila is gone. Her life violently snatched away. Janala is gone. While her killer is alive and well, walking the streets. Please, if you live in the Chicago area and you know anything that could help the authorities catch this killer, don't think of it as snitching. Think of it as blessing Janala with one last gift, the gift of justice. For all the toys she will never get to play with, for all the birthdays and Christmases she will never get to see, all because of this heartless killer. She and her family deserve the gift of justice. If you know what happened that dreadful day, again, it's March 11th. It was about 12:48 p.m. on the south side of Chicago, 65th block of South Maryland Avenue in the Woodland neighborhood. Say something. Make an anonymous call to the authorities. It's time you call this killer out. The Bible says in Revelations 12 and 11, they overcame Satan by the word of their testimony, meaning you have to say something. If you know something, say it. That's how you overcome evil. That's how you overcome Satan. And believe me, what happened to Janala on March 11, 2013, what happened to her, it was satanic. Who would pull the trigger, shoot and kill an innocent baby? Janala's life was barely out of the womb, just 5 months into her life, and this is what happens. Precious angel, whose smile illuminated our world, whose joy gave strength to so many, always happy, always loving, Janala was a little piece of heaven sent to change us forever. James 1:17 talks about the good, that good and perfect gift that comes from the Father above. That was Janala. So Janala. The J is German, meaning yes, and Nala is an Egyptian name stemming from the Nile River, and it means princess warrior. Yes, Janala was our little princess warrior, gone too soon. Since Janala's death, I've heard about other babies who are also gone too soon. I just couldn't understand. From a spiritual viewpoint, I needed answers. Why, Lord, what's really going on? And he led me to Psalms 8, verse 2 in the Amplified Bible. But I'll start reading at Psalms 8 and 1 and work my way into verse 2. I think that it will make it clearer and easier to understand. And again, it's the Amplified Bible. Psalms 8 and 1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent, majestic, and glorious is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory on and above the heavens. Verse 2, out of the mouths of babes and unweaned infants have you established strength because of your foes, that you might silence the enemy and the avenger. When God gave me this revelation, it really, really blew me away, and I understood what was going on. And I hope you will take heed to this too. God says he has established strength and anointing in our babies that will silence the enemy. The enemy knows this, and he has waged war on our babies through the hands of people. God says he has established strength and anointing in our babies that will silence the enemy. The enemy knows this and has waged war on our babies through the hands of people. The enemy is afraid of this next generation. The enemy is afraid of this next generation and what they will be able to do. So he's seeking to shut them down early. Then he led me to Exodus 2, verses 1 through 3 in the New Living Translation. Verse 1, about this time a man and a woman from the tribe of Levi got married. Verse 2, the woman became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She saw that he was a special baby. Janala was a special baby. And she kept him hidden for 3 months. Verse 3, but when she could no longer hide him, she got a basket made of papyrus reeds and waterproofed it with tar and pitch. She put the baby in the basket and led it along the reeds among the Nile River. Remember I said Nala, which is a part of Janala's name, stems from the Nile River, meaning princess warrior. It's just interesting to find it in scripture. From these scriptures, God let me know that it takes more than a mother and a father to raise a baby, two people getting married. But God says we must become like that basket Moses' mother put him in. As a community, as a people, we must be a protective covering for our children. We must become like that basket Moses' mother put him in. As a community, as a people, we must be a protective covering for our children. How do we do that? Through prayer. James 5 and 16 says, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Prayer gets a lot done. So after this song, we're going to pray. I'm calling on all the prayer warriors because I need you to be in agreement with me. After this song, we're going to pray that Janala's killer be caught. That we're going to pray for the walking family. Pray for our children. Pray for anybody that may be suffering the loss of a child, etc. We just going to pray. However God leads us to pray, we just going to pray. Right after this song, I'm going to play Something Happens by Brashia Hilliard.
take a second right now and just call on the name of Jesus. Something up. When I call, come on, whatever situation it is tonight, his name has so much power in it. He paid such an awful price.
Father God, we call upon you tonight, Lord God, believing that when we call your name, you will answer, Lord God, and we receive results, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you find Janelle's killer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, convict him in his spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, make him so restless, Lord God, that he can't sleep, Lord God. Make him so restless, Lord God, that he can't eat, Lord God. Make him so restless, Lord God, that he can't think about anything other than what he did, Lord God. Help him to turn himself in, Lord God, to confess, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing justice to Janala and her family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for getting this killer off the street, Lord God. Don't let him harm nobody else, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, but we seek justice, Lord God. We ask that you help him, Lord God, to turn his life around, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, deliver and set free, Lord God. We ask that you look upon the Watkins family tonight, Lord God. Look upon Judy and Jonathan, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, comfort them, Lord God. Give them your peace, that peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Even in this terrible tragedy, Lord God, and they don't understand, Lord God. Help them, Lord God, to feel your peace, Lord God. Help them to take it one day at a time, Lord God. Help them to understand that a better day and a brighter day is coming. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help them to understand that their baby is now at peace, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you for it, Lord God. I lift up anybody else, God. Any other mother, Lord God, that's struggling with the loss of her child, Lord God. Her child may not be dead, Lord God, but she may be going through some issues with her child, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you bring relief to her, Lord God. Bring comfort to her, Lord God. Dry her tears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, dry that father's tears, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being a God that sits high, but you look low, Lord God. You know everything that's going on this earth, Lord God. And you're still in control. We give you permission to come in tonight, Lord God, and do what only you can do, Lord God. What authorities don't know, God, you know, God. And we trust you, God, to make things right. We trust you, Lord God, to step in and do what only you can do, Lord God. We just thank you for everything on tonight, Lord God. For everybody that may be hurting, Lord God, whatever the issue, Lord God. Bring relief, God. Bring comfort. Bring your peace. In the name of Jesus, God. And while I'm praying, I'd like to bless every listener, Lord God, everybody that supports Believing Fire, Lord God. Bless them on tonight, Lord God. You know what they stand in need of, God. Meet them at the point of their need. In the name of Jesus, amen. Also, a good scripture to pray over your kids and do it daily would be Psalms 121, verse 7 through 8. And it says, the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. Let's pray that over our children now. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for protecting our children from evil. I thank you for keeping their life. I thank you for keeping their going and their coming in from this time. From this time forth and forevermore, Lord God, we plead the blood of Jesus over our children, God, that no evil will come to their dwelling, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord God, for putting your fence of protection around them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for breaking the enemy's hand off our children on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that they will live out the full number of their days, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight for revealing the enemy's plan, Lord God, for revealing his plot, Lord God. And we know what you have revealed, Lord God, you will protect, you will keep, and you will bless and stop it from coming to pass, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we give you honor and praise on tonight for all things. This is just a side note, but God told me to tell somebody, stop worrying about your son. Mother, stop worrying about your son. The same way he used a little boy's lunch to feed 5,000, he will use whatever your son has to do great things in and in and through him. Stop worrying about him the same way he used a little boy's lunch to feed 5,000. He's going to use whatever your son has to do great things in him and through him. In the name of Jesus, receive that word tonight, Mother. As you know, this is a tribute to Janala. And once again, if you're not familiar with her case, just Google her name. It's Janala, J-O-N-Y-A-L-A-H, Watkins, W-A-T-K-I-N-S. And it'll give you full details. Also, it's supposed to be a picture of her if you're online listening. Once again, the show is on iTunes and on the Internet. And most shows, I'm thankful for it. It normally has about 1,000 to 2,000 listeners. So if anybody's listening on the Internet, on iTunes, and you know something about this case, let me get an address again because the devil was fighting me. He didn't want me to get an address, but I'm going to do it again because I'm persistent in the name of Jesus. Let me find it. Okay, this shooting took place on March 11, Monday, in the 65th block of South Maryland Avenue in the city's Woodland neighborhood. Around 12:45, Janala was in her daddy's Chevy Venture minivan when the gunman approached them. If you have any details, if you know who did this, anything, tell the authorities in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to play the intro song as my tribute to Janala. Is the name of the song is called Your Eyes by Hillsong Kids.
Thank you.
2 Timothy 4:18 in the New Century Version. The Lord will save me when anyone tries to hurt me and will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. Glory forever and ever be the Lord's. Amen. Rest in peace, Janala. You are in his heavenly kingdom. No one can hurt you now. Smooches. Many kisses.